The following message is from Call to Worship, a one-hour program that includes beautiful music as a vehicle of worship, along with inspirational comments. This podcast is the devotional portion of the radio broadcast. Here with our message is host and producer of Call to Worship, Gary Roby.
His faithful love. There are occasionally times when we are overwhelmed by someone who knows us pretty well and loves us anyway. God's Word is very clear about the fact that God created us and knows us better than anyone could. He knows our thoughts and intents. He actually knows what we're going to think or do even before we do. There is absolutely nothing about us that He does not know. And yet, He loved us enough to send His Son to this earth, born of a woman, God, yet man, who was tempted in all points as we are, yet without sin. And He sacrificed His life in order to save us from the penalty we deserve. There is no greater love. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, please listen closely to just a few of the many places in God's Word where His love for us is described. Beginning with John 10, "My sheep hear My voice, and I know them, and they follow Me. And I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish. Neither shall any man pluck them out of My hand. My Father, which gave them Me, is greater than all, and no man is able to pluck them out of My Father's hand." And as a testimony, the Apostle Paul shared in 2 Timothy, "And God chose me to be a preacher, an apostle, and a teacher of this good news. That is why I'm suffering here in prison. But I'm not ashamed of it, for I know the One whom I trust, and I'm sure that He is able to guard what I have entrusted to Him until the day of His return." And later, in chapter 4, "The first time I was brought before the judge, no one came with me. Everyone abandoned me. May it not be counted against them. But the Lord stood with me and gave me strength so that I might preach the good news in its entirety for all the Gentiles to hear. And He rescued me from certain death. Yes, and the Lord will deliver me from every evil attack and will bring me safely into His heavenly kingdom. All glory to God forever and ever. Amen." Romans 8, "And we know that for those who love God, all things work together for good, for those who are called according to His purpose. For those whom He foreknew, He also predestined to be conformed to the image of His Son, in order that He might be the firstborn among many brothers. And those whom He predestined, He also called. And those whom He called, He also justified. And those whom He justified, He also glorified. What then shall we say to these things? If God is for us, who can be against us? He who did not spare His own Son, but gave Him up for us all, how will He not also with Him graciously give us all things? Who shall bring any charge against God's elect? It is God who justifies. Who is to condemn? Christ Jesus is the One who died. More than that, who was raised, who is at the right hand of God, who indeed is interceding for us. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation, or distress, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or danger, or sword? As it is written, for your sake we are being killed all the day long. We are regarded as sheep to be slaughtered. Nay, in all these things we are more than conquerors through Him who loved us. For I am sure that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor rulers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor powers, nor height, or depth, nor anything else in all creation will ever be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord. In Colossians 3, since you've been raised to new life with Christ, set your sights on the realities of heaven, where Christ sits in the place of honor at God's right hand. Think about the things of heaven, not the things of earth. For you died to this life, and your real life is hidden with Christ in God. In 2 Thessalonians, as for us, we can't help but thank God for you, dear brothers and sisters, loved by the Lord. We're always thankful that God chose you to be among the first to experience salvation, a salvation that came through the Spirit who makes you holy and through your belief in the truth. He called you to salvation when we told you the good news. Now, you can share in the glory of the Lord Jesus Christ. With all these things in mind, dear brothers and sisters, stand firm and keep a strong grip on the teaching we passed on to you, both in person and by letter, now may our Lord Jesus Christ Himself and God our Father, who loved us and by His grace gave us eternal comfort and a wonderful hope, comfort you and strengthen you in every good thing you do and say. Folks, for those of us who are Christians, we know the incredible reality of God's love, that He chose us before the world was. He's not willing that any should perish, but that we would repent. His Holy Spirit convicted us of our sin, helped us turn to Christ, accepting His gift of forgiveness. Nothing can change His plan for us to spend eternity with Him. Absolutely nothing can separate us from His love, not even death. Bottom line is that He created us, providing a way to deal with our sin problem, and Christ has gone to prepare for us a place that where He is, we can be also. It is all about God's love, and He's got us covered. Dear fellow believer, God loves you and me. We will see Him soon. Don't let fear and doubt get between you and the enjoyment of His grace. Amen.
The Call to Worship program is a listener-supported ministry heard weekly on local Christian radio stations since its first broadcast in 1989. This ministry centers around God's Word, spoken and in song. To hear the entire program, visit us online at calltoworship.us.